This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here. We've got a toll-free number, and that allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, the offensive, apparently, governor of Maine. Now, Cody O'Connor is with us also, Johnson and Ian in the studio here on this live Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. Good evening, gents. Hey. So, the Cody, you're from Maine originally, and this governor there, LePage, I don't even know what his first name is.
Paul LePage.
Paul?
He is very much hated up there.
Well, people are going to be hating him even more.
keeps getting elected. And you know what? I'll save it.
We'll get into it here because Johnson found an audio clip of voicemail that this guy left that is, well, let's just say it sounds like he's drunk, first of all, or on something, and kind of offensive. We've bleeped the required bleeping parts, and we'll get to that here.
I'll say
in a little bit.
I liked the Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto.
It reminds me of Rob Ford.
His policies suck, but I love a good entertaining politician.
So,
and that's why I can't 100% hate Trump. I want to. I just can't. It's too much fun, guys.
But we're going to start out something something else that Johnson brought in this evening, which is 11 things you should never say to your girlfriend. And, you know, we've all had ladies issues here in the studio. All of us are technically single.
Yeah, like me crying in this very spot like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
She left me. Yeah, that was right in this seat.
You still haven't gotten. Hope everything's okay there. Something just fell in the background. I don't know if you're totally over your last girlfriend.
Just moments ago, I found a watch from hers in my car. And I was like, I can't part with it. I can't.
Oh. Is it actually worth it?
$30. The tag's still on the freaking thing.
Maybe you should let go. We need to get you a hammer.
Actually, if he can pawn the thing, is what he should do. If you get $5 out of it.
Yeah, I have an office space moment, kind of, you know, where they're like attacking the
printer. Yeah, exactly.
Printer.
All right, so Johnson.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Where is the story coming from?
Well, I'm going to read this little quip about the article. The article is originally published in Ask Men UK, so don't mind references to things like pounds, chaps, and a packet of crisps, whatever those are.
Those are, I believe, chips.
Yep.
Like potato chips.
Yep. And pounds, you know, being the currency. And
correct.
Chaps being fellas. So, the article begins here. You can't go wrong with a compliment, chaps. It's common sense, right? Wrong. Well, you'd hope that ladies would overlook the occasional off-target compliment. We are extremely sensitive to this sort of thing. Is he being sincere? Is he just trying to get in my pants?
So this was written by a woman. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
These are thoughts that cross our minds. In the latter case, you probably think that whatever you said was completely innocent, but you're not in our head, so let us explain. Here are 11 compliments that women actually find incredibly insulting. You don't want your bold attempt to backfire, do you know?
Well, I guess before you get into it, I mean, this has always been a frustration for me where I will compliment my girlfriend.
Well, this will be very helpful to you.
but I'm talking about not just some girl on the street or somebody I'm trying to pick up, but to compliment my girlfriend and have it rebuffed, have that taken as though it's not true, like, that I would just say it because why would I give someone a compliment that
this list may be extremely helpful to
there's
you.
So, right. There's so many subtleties that'll make your head spin.
Actually, I think this first one is one that I think I may have heard you actually say at one point,
okay.
Which is great.
Okay.
I didn't really plan that. It's, again, one of these things. I didn't really plan this article to work, but it may work pretty well.
All right.
So the first one here, number 11, is, you clean up nicely. So
I haven't said that. That's pretty bad.
So,
yeah, that's bad.
So the comment here from the article is, so I normally look like S, right? Is a reaction. Even if that's not what you meant, this will be the first thing that pops into a woman's head upon hearing it. Even if it's not true, we want to think we look somewhat attractive most of the time, not just when we put on makeup and a cocktail dress.
See, that's the problem that I've run into is I will compliment my girlfriend when she's, you know, just getting out of bed and has no makeup on whatsoever, right? Because to me, I think that women, you know, you should be, anyone should be confident in themselves without putting, you know, makeup all over their face. And so I prefer the way my lady looks when she gets out of the shower or freshly out of bed or whatever, like, because she doesn't have any of the makeup on, and yeah. I like that. So that's a genuine compliment for me, but it's like, I couldn't possibly look good without my makeup.
You're lying, right?
Mine's the reverse of my brain's the reverse of that. Right, it's like I'm lying to her, but why would I lie to you about you looking good when you get out of bed? That's really how I feel.
Yeah,
right.
And then there's, honestly, this one's almost a trap. When they ask you, you know, does my butt look big in these pants, or they say they're fat or whatever, there's no right answer, because if you say, no, you look great, well,
I told you the right answer to this one.
If you say, oh, you look kind of okay, they're like, well, what do you mean by that?
No, I told you, there is a right answer to that.
Okay.
The right answer to that is, I'd bang you. That's the right answer to that. If they ask that question, that's the answer.
Gotcha.
Very simple. So, number 10. You look so young.
Wait a minute. Were we on number...
We're on number 11.
Oh, it was 11 to start with. Okay.
11 to start with. So, the number 10 is, you look so young. We spent our entire teenage lives putting on makeup and buying shirts that accentuated our minuscule breasts because we wanted to look older than our prepubescent selves. When we finally, actually, in our 20s, start to appreciate whatever breast size we've got, usually larger than what we had in our teens, we do not want to be reminded of that, despite all the growing up, that we still look 14. Again, just, I mean, some of these are going to be obviously a little bit irrational, but... You know, that's how it...
Like women?
like women? By the way, ladies, should you like to comment, our phone lines are open here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yep, we did choose to do this story with not a single woman.
Hold on, too much crosstalk.
Sorry. We did choose to do this story with not a single woman in the studio.
It's
so
true.
They can call and, you know, yell at us about our misogyny.
Please do.
Even though we're reading an article written by a woman. 9. You'd be prettier if you smiled more.
Ooh, I've heard that one, too, and it's so cringy. It was actually when Renee was visiting in Portland. Funny story. So we were outside having a cigarette, and a couple of hippies come by just walking down the street. They decided they wanted to try and sell me LSD. And
bad idea.
Well, the bad idea on my part was, like, sure, I'll go up and grab my money.
yeah, and, I was going to say, bad idea to buy LSD.
They were like, all right, we're going to walk to the store to get some gummy bears to drop the blotter on or whatever. And while we're walking to the store, this guy is, like, complimenting Renee and every other girl.
It was liquid LSD?
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, wow.
Turned out it was E-juice. This guy, to multiple girls, like, to Renee and then another girl, was, like, literally said, like, you'd look really pretty if you smiled more.
That is pretty insulting, yeah. But so here's a variant on it, though. I have said to a girlfriend in the past that she should show her teeth when she smiles, because that's a better smile, in my opinion, to the full smile. Usually, if a girl isn't showing her teeth in a smile, she's doing it on purpose because she's embarrassed about the way her teeth look or whatever. And I understand that, but I still tend to think that the full smile with teeth tends to look better. And, you know, that's not to say that she's not pretty when she smiles without showing her teeth. It's just like, that's not a real smile. You're holding back.
Yeah.
So the author's comments on this were, really? Well, that's a shame, because this is how my face looks. And since no normal human being walks around 24 hours a day with a permanent grin, you must think I'm ugly for 90% of my day. Go away. Being told to smile on command is like being told to do a dance in front of an audience. We're not puppets. Don't tell us to smile. For future reference, we will smile if A, you say something to make us laugh, B, B, we're thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about something in our heads that sparks happy feelings. Or C, we make eye contact with someone and the exchange warrants a smile. But most of the time, a nod is sufficient.
Yeah, why would you smile just because someone told you to? Seems kind of weird.
Yeah, that seems awkward.
We're really friendly about it. I don't know, like maybe.
You can smile now. Whether you are a lady or you're a guy who's had some experience with this and you want to comment.
No. I was going to just say, if a really hot girl told me to smile, I might smile.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I went to New Hampshire Hemp Fest over the weekend, and it was a great event. We actually broadcast live there for multiple days. And then as I was leaving, as we were leaving on Sunday, probably got about 20 minutes down the road, and I realized I forgot my pillow.
Yeah.
I had brought it with me, and I left it in the hotel room. I turned around, drove 20 minutes back just so I could go and retrieve my pillow, because it's a great pillow. And you could try it out for yourself, because there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. So I think Mark pointed this out. If you've got problems sleeping, try a new pillow before you get a whole new mattress, right? I mean, mattresses are like, you know, a really nice mattress, a couple $1,000.
I'm desperately in need of a new mattress. I'm well beyond that point.
Start with a pillow. I mean, it's, you know, $100 or less rather than, I think you can get it for like $60. Anyway, you get half off if you use code FTL over at MyPillow.com, and you can get two for the price of one or half off of one. Plus, this thing's amazing. You can actually put it in your washer and dryer, which is pretty much, you know, you can't find that
right
in the world of pillows.
Good for droolers, people like me.
MyPillow.com, use code FTL, or you won't get the special price. And again, 60-day money-back guarantee, so you got nothing really to lose here at all, except for more sleep. So again, MyPillow.com with code FTL. Plus, there's a 10-year warranty on the product as well. So the company's really standing behind it. Coming up here, ridiculous voicemail left by the governor of Maine, where it's, well, we've had to bleep it out. So we'll play that for you here in moments. It's pretty offensive. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. 855-450-3733. We're going through 11 things you should never say to your girlfriend. And actually, these are 11 kind of compliments or backhanded compliments, things that maybe people say with a good intention, but it doesn't really connect. It doesn't really do what you were intending.
So just to recap the last one we were mentioning about the commanding to be smiled at, I just want to make a comment on that, because, you know, red is...
Say the comment again, though, for our listeners.
You'd be prettier if you smiled more was the one we were on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made the comment, you know, I think of a really pretty girl, and this is sort of, I think, a difference between men and women. I think that if a really pretty girl said to me, like, hey, you should smile, you know, and I think this has happened to me for sure, you know, I don't take offense to that. That kind of makes me want to say she wants to see me smile. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not an offensive kind of thing to me. Like, that's I take that as a compliment. I don't know.
You know what it almost sounds like is there's this big thing in the pickup artist community where you compliment them and insult them at the same time. Because you're basically calling them ugly, but you'd be prettier if you did this.
Right.
And that's supposedly like a technique.
Yeah, negative. Okay. The idea with them is bring down their self-esteem enough so that they just feel like crap, and then you can make your move. It's kind of gross, but, you know.
Have you tried that before?
No.
Okay.
So
I don't think any of us are pickup artists.
No.
Not even close.
Yeah. I would say that I'm embarrassing.
I don't even pick up my own, you know, trash on the floor, let alone chicks.
Don't admit to that, Cody. That's not going to help you. Girls do. I think most girls do like a clean guy. So
true.
Yeah.
True.
Hopefully, you'll pick up your room before you bring a girl.
Yeah.
If there's not attraction to it, like to begin with, I'm definitely not going to be creating any.
Right.
So number 8 here is you have a great personality. Sure, this sounds innocent, and we'll probably smile and politely say thank you. What we're really doing, though, is mentally filing you away as the guy who pulled a cheesy compliment out of his... out of his ass. It gets worse. For the rest of the night, we'll sort through the rest of our features below the neck and start questioning what's wrong with our breasts, ass, hair, legs, the list goes on. If you zero in on our face, we'll expect that there's something wrong with the rest of our body. If you zero in on our body, we'll think, what's wrong with my face? Yeah, you can't win.
So you can't win. Right, okay. At least she's admitting it.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, that's not a problem with the guy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You compliment one part, it's like, well, you don't like the rest of me?
Right.
It's like, oh, you compliment the personality. It's like, okay, well, you know, it's just...
What's wrong with my body? That's not what I said.
Yeah, here's another one. You're not like other girls. We spend a lot of our lives hoping to stand out to the guy that we've got a crush on, to have that something special that makes him choose us instead of the hordes of other girls waiting to go out with him. So while our initial reaction may be to blush, what we quickly realize is the subtext. We're dating a guy who thinks all girls are S, even if we're apparently the exception.
And that's offensive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ladies, if you are out there and you want to comment, we'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Or maybe it's not as offensive as it is, you know, like status dropping for the guy who, you know, makes the comment.
I see.
You know, I don't know. Well, here's a good one. Number six. You're so innocent. No woman wants to hear that you think of them as innocent. Not only does this immediately mean you think of us as your little sister,
child, yeah,
but the subtext is also that we haven't done anything that would qualify as experience. This can span from sex to travel, mostly sex, and we'll spend the next few hours casually bringing up every edgy encounter that we've ever had just to prove,
just to prove
you're
wrong.
You'll learn more about us after that comment than you ever wanted to. That actually almost sounds like that would be a good one to use as a strategy.
Yeah,
because if they're going to do exactly what she's saying, that sounds like it's going to be a really good conversation.
It's kind of like a challenge accepted type of situation.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. So I kind of, that one, she, you know, well, you know, that's how you can get to that girl. Number five, you look like a girl who knows how to have a good time. This is, I guess, probably the reverse of that one.
Yep, okay. Yep.
Exactly.
When a man tells a woman, you look like a girl who knows how to have a good time, he usually doesn't mean cooking elaborate dinners together while spoon-feeding each other mouthfuls of chocolate fondue.
That seems to suggest debauchery.
Instead, we've done something that has likely suggested we're eager for crazy nights of partying that end with kinky porn movie sex. That's a lot to live up to, and no woman wants to hear she comes off as easy to get into bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's like that, she probably doesn't have a good personality. You know.
Number four is anything that ends with for a girl.
Ooh, okay.
With sentences like...
You throw well for a girl.
With sentences like, you're really smart for a girl,
uh-huh,
she's pretty funny for a girl, would seem to be archaic and obsolete to the majority of half-modernized men well-versed in feminist lore. You'd be surprised to know they are still in use. Women in scientific fields especially tend to hear this form of... a form of this sort of sexist faux compliment. You don't see a lot of girls in engineering. Is it really hard? Newsflash, not a compliment.
Yep. Yeah, I can see that. That would be. It definitely sounds misogynistic, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are going to scream microaggression, say stuff like that.
Triggered. Number three is, you're so bubbly. Bubbly is an often word used to the likes of James Corden or Vanessa Phelps.
I don't know who
Phelps.
Those people are.
I have no idea who those people are. Remember, this article is from the UK.
So. Oh, okay, okay. Still, probably
James
a pop
Corden
culture.
James Corden or Vanessa Phelps.
I'm guessing those are pop culture references.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you might as well call him Ditzy at that point, right?
Yeah.
Bubbly.
Hold that thought, Johnson. We'll continue with the list of things you should not say to a girl. Not necessarily your girlfriend, but as you were trying to maybe be any, I guess any time in general. Really don't want to say these things to a lady. We got a few more to go.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are sharing with you, Johnson has a story from, where was it again?
Ask Men UK.
Ask Men UK, written by a female about what you shouldn't say to women, presumably guys. Although I wonder, you know, do lesbians have the same problem? Like, if two girls are out on a date, do lesbians end up saying the same dumb stuff as guys do in this case? Also, what about the reverse? Are there things that women shouldn't say to guys, or do we just kind of take things easier?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We're three cis-S-lords in here.
Some of these things are pretty obviously bad, and you definitely shouldn't say them. We'll get back into it here, but I also want to let you know, if you are looking to get some business cards, you can get 500 of them starting at just $9.99 by using code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, when you're checking out at Vistaprint.com. You can customize the text, colors, back B-sides, and more of these cards. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their designs or upload your own entire design, which is what I did with my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree card. I made that using their design tool over at Vistaprint.com. It was super easy. Plus, you can also upgrade the quality of the card. Maybe you want a thicker stock or a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. Just go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL at checkout. They guarantee you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. And they've got amazing customer service. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Use code FTL at checkout over at Vistaprint.com. We'll get back into the list here in moments. First, James is calling from the UK. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via TuneIn. Hey, James.
Hi, you're all right?
Hello there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, so you heard about the European Union and the Apple tax bill today, I presume?
All I saw was a headline. Tell me about this. What's going on?
Apple's been forced to pay 13 billion euros to the European Union for not paying us tax or something.
Right.
Which that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot. And it's because they've had an illegal tax agreement, Ireland and Apple, but they're having to pay all this money. I just think it's crazy.
So what you're saying, they had an illegal tax agreement? What does that mean?
Yeah. So they paid like 0.005% tax for 7 years or something, which is it's difficult to explain because the EU is really weird. They paid too little tax for the European Union, but Ireland and Apple had this agreement, which was...
What's Ireland? What is Ireland?
Ireland, the country.
Oh, Ireland. Sorry about that.
Sorry, it's my accent.
So wait, so it's only Ireland to whom they're paying, or is it the entire EU?
Yeah, it's Ireland. Ireland, they're paying £11 billion or €13 billion.
Wow. Wow, just to one country. I mean, that seems absolutely insane to me. So they've presumably been paying taxes in all the other European nations. It's just this one country that had the issue.
I think so, yeah. It's really strange. I'm not quite sure why.
Now, what tax is it? Is it the VAT tax that they weren't paying, the so-called value-added tax? I know that's a pretty popular tax over in Europe, or was it something else?
Unfortunately it is, but I think it's corporation tax they weren't paying.
So I've got a quick question for you before we go here, because the topic we're on brought up something. This the story that we've been talking about is from Ask Men UK, and one of the things that they brought up is they were talking about how bubbly is often a word used to describe the likes of James Corden or Vanessa Feltz. Do you know who these people are, and can you tell us?
Oh, I know who James Corden is. Yeah, luckily we ditched him for years.
Who's James
over
Corden
now, isn't he? But James Corden is an English chat show host who works in America for CBS.
Oh, really? Okay. And you don't know who Vanessa Feltz is, though?
I've heard of her. I don't know who she is, though.
Okay. Wait, what have you heard about her?
Just her name, really.
Oh, okay.
Not much.
All right. Well,
I mean, James, did you have anything else you wanted to share about this, or were you just asking if we've heard the story?
I see if you'd heard about it, but then I heard as well what you're saying about things you should never say to a girl. I'd say anything creepy. Yeah, just, everyone knows what to say. It's just like anything that's just weird,
I love that you're friends with chickens.
Thank you, James, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. USA Today says that Apple will barely feel the $14.5 billion hit. They claim it is a drop in the bucket for Apple. 6% of its cash and investments of $232 billion as of June. Apple generates nearly four times more than the size of the tax penalty and free cash flow in just 1 year, making this $14.5 billion hit a little more than a financial annoyance. Nonetheless, though, that still seems like a lot of money, and I'm sure they would prefer to not have to pay it. Anyway,
so on the creepy compliments, that's one that I know of from personal experience, just from somebody who I know has used this. But here's a compliment that doesn't work. You really look like someone I could adopt.
Yep. That is someone we know who said that. Adopt?
Yeah, adopt. This gentleman.
I thought he said he wanted to adopt her.
Yeah, he said, "Is your dad still in the picture?
Right.
Because I'd like to adopt you." Yeah.
So is that some like kind of creepy like stepdaughter type of?
I don't know.
You know, like.
We should just move on. That's just
move
so
on
weird.
That.
Never
That's
mind.
So weird.
He might be listening.
So, it's just bad.
So
it's just bad.
So the number three here is.
Let's just say it didn't go over very well.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but.
So the number three here is you're so bubbly, and so it says what you're describing is that they're hyper and energetic, completely annoying. And of course,
like oh my god!
And of course, there's the implication that they're also on the larger side, which is something no one wants
really?
To hear about themselves. Yeah, I've never heard that.
Bubbly? I don't know if bubbly indicates.
But remember, this is from Ask Men UK,
okay.
So maybe bubbly over there indicates that they're shaped like a bubble or
yes.
round
oh.
or something.
Okay.
Or fairly rotund.
You're so bubbly. I just want to pop you. See, I've been talking to a girl as of yesterday, and I didn't go with bubbly. I just said she had a positive attitude.
Well, there you go.
Wait, now, was this you that said it or Renee? Because at one point, Renee was actually
talking
to this
girl. No, this is the different girls.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Tinder one, I freaked out. The girl from the store down the road.
That was all you.
That was all me.
Okay.
I didn't say she was bubbly. I said she had a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, she said, "Well, I'm happy because I'm. I was happy because I'm always happy to see you." And she said it was
Aww.
Cheesy, but it's all good, and it was cute. I said it was adorable, smiley.
TJ's
face.
Pointing at himself. He's trying to take credit for this. Is this TJ's doing?
All I'm saying is maybe this was all me.
All right, fair enough.
And I'm just saying maybe saying you have a positive attitude is better than saying you're bubbly. Possibly, because
yeah.
it worked for me yesterday. So.
Positive, yeah. I mean, right. I mean, at least if you're saying you have a positive attitude, you're being more specific. There's no way that could be interpreted as you're a fat girl or whatever kind of backhanded compliment.
So,
by the way, these are the list of things you should not say to a girl. That's what we're talking about.
So going on about bubbly, she continues to say, even the sound of the word isn't something you want to also describe you. It's plosive, round, and the word, and the ubbly sound is always going to sound silly. It's one step away from jolly, and if you call someone that, you can jolly well expect a slap in the face, a big fat slap. And if you need any more evidence, we present Exhibit B, Urban Dictionary's definition of bubbly.
Bubbly,
a euphemism for fat and annoying, used mainly by girls to describe themselves in an attempt to block out the harsh realities of life. Also used tentatively by guys as a compliment to girls whose defining features are that of being fat and at the same time annoying. Nope. No thanks, guys.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Number two.
I like a girl with meat on her bones.
Oh, God.
Or, you look healthy.
Okay, toll-free number here. We'll get into it here. We'll get that. 855-453. That's definitely a you're overweight girl.
The
cringe hurts physically.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can share your worst compliments, whether you've heard them or accidentally given them. This is Free Talk
nice
Live.
Shoes.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring whatever you want. That's the point of this program. Cody O'Connor in the studio here with Ian and Johnson. Cody, you are the host of two different shows.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because... Well, you were originally the host of Off the Air Live for many, many years. Since what, 06?
08? 08. 08. Yeah, yep.
So almost not quite a decade. But
Cody close. Is the OTAL package.
And then you took over a show called Anarchy After Dark. One of them, Anarchy After Dark, is a Friday night show. Off the Air Live is a Saturday night show. So basically, you get wasted and host radio on the weekends because, hey, everybody else is getting wasted. So
well, you know,
why shouldn't you?
Because of my impoverished economic status, I've been relatively sober the past few weeks.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting because last Saturday, I actually had a reasonable dialogue with Whit. Thought was completely impossible, but somehow I pulled it off.
For listeners that aren't sure who Whit is, that's James from Arizona, who is a semi-frequent caller to this show.
Yeah.
Well,
although
he certainly understands alcoholism.
The thing that right. very, very much confused me, he was calling my anarchism into question, but at the same time, basically saying that it's bull crap if you don't stand up for the national...
The anthem.
The anthem. The football player that everybody's talking about right now.
So he's saying you should stand up?
Yeah.
Even though you're an anarchist?
It sounded like he thought it was disrespectful, which
Well, yeah, somebody called and accused the football player, I forget his name, but he's in the news right now for not standing for the national anthem, and called that disrespectful to the flag. And I'm like, well, yeah, I would disrespect the flag, too. Screw that.
So funny. I've read his name probably like 30 or 40 times today, and I can't remember it either.
I remember I was at a hockey game a few years ago with my family, and, you know, every time you go to a sporting event, they got to do the national anthem. And I remember everybody's standing up for the national anthem except for me. And I remember my mom shooting me this look of anger, and I'm embarrassed that you won't stand up. And I'm like, well, sorry, not going to do it.
Oh, my God, my son.
So, but it's like, you know, at these sporting events, you know, we've got this, like, national pride, all this stuff, like, you know, I love America. And then just 2 hours of dudes on ice skates beating the crap out of each other and people cheering for violence.
America.
But yeah, freedom, I mean, it's nonsense, and nobody will ever question it because it's the, you know, the old tradition.
Well, some people are questioning it, and obviously this football player has created a conversation around this. Most of it involves irrational anger and, you know, screaming, but at the very least, people are talking about what he did, and I've heard something about another player might be joining him in not standing for the anthem in future games or something like
good.
That. So,
see, the problem is that a lot of people still really believe that the flag stands for freedom. And I was telling people on Facebook today, you know, the symbols are subjective, right? Like, you can in your heart believe that the American flag stands for freedom, but sure, objectively, the American flag really is a representation of the United States government, which is much more fascistic than democratic or libertarian or freedom-esque whatsoever.
Right. When I think about the U.S. federal government, I don't think about freedom.
Right.
I don't think that, oh, yeah, that's a great organization. Boy, they're really just helping us out. No, they're impressing you. The flag stands for the Union, right? You get the 50 stars. That signifies the idea of the whole United States concept, which I'm not in favor of. I want to leave the United States, have New Hampshire be its own country.
Yep, and these are the people that want to make it illegal to burn the flags, which is what I said. Well, isn't that ironic that you want to make it too illegal to burn the thing that represents freedom?
Well, I definitely think that would be a compliment that would backfire with a liberty or an anarchist type of girl if you said, you know, you seem like a girl who'd be so patriotic.
Yep, for sure.
that might be a backfire on you.
So, anyway, Off the Air Live is your show.
Yep.
Talk about more kind of fun stuff, more, anti-politics, not so much the news of the day, which, you know, I hate politics as well.
It's kind of like a screw the system type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like a slave to the news cycle.
You talk about drugs.
Right. Well, whatever's on my mind, do I want to complain? Do I want to, like, laugh about something? And, you know, yeah, like, political stuff will come up. I'm pretty honest about my views at this point. But for the most part, it's really, there's no plans, there's no news articles. It's just, it goes wherever it goes. People call in, we chat, you know, it's just hanging out with the Liberty community for the most part.
Have you thought further on, you know, you've got these two separate entities, Off Your Live, Anarchy After Dark. You had originally done Anarchy After Dark with Renee. She ended up deciding to leave the radio business, which, you know, everybody's got their own journey that they're on, so that's fine. But, you know, I know you'd originally talked about combining the podcast, and you sent out a notice today on, I think, Facebook or wherever, that your podcast is back online.
Yep.
When you said that, did you mean that it would include both shows or just Off the Air Live?
Well, I haven't decided yet, and, you know, there's the possibility I could just do OTAL two nights a week.
Which you used to do.
Right, and the only thing that's holding me back is I really like the graphic design for Anarchy After Dark. I really like the title.
Didn't you come up with that name?
Yeah, I came up with the title. I came up with the graphic art.
What do you think, Johnson?
Over 500 likes on Facebook. It would sad me to get rid of it, but at this point it's like, well, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Johnson, you're listening to this. I mean, you haven't seen the graphics, but just as far as being a friend of Cody's, your thoughts of, he's got this old brand, Off the Air Live, that's almost a decade old at this point. He's got the newer brand, Anarchy After Dark.
I like that brand better, to be honest. Actually.
You prefer Off the Air Live?
Yeah.
Why?
It sounds more like a comedy show, like what it is. Like, you know, it just sounds
more
like, you know, Anarchy After Dark sounds more like a politically oriented show. And I'd rather listen to Off the Air Live by the title alone.
Okay. Cool. Right. That's interesting feedback. Yeah. Maybe that's what you should do, Cody, is, you know, reach out to your fans and ask them what they think you should do. Should you keep these things separate, or should you, you know, merge Anarchy After Dark into Off the Air Live? Or...
And I might
I might be jaded because I also first listened to Off the Air Live, so, you know.
And it's not to mention, too, is like Anarchy After Dark was supposed to be like a co-host hangout type of show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's leaving me.
Right, you're about to lose your current co-host.
Right. Renee won't do it. TJ can't pretty soon, so, you know, might as well.
TJ's getting ready to hit the road. All right, well, you know, offtheairlive.com. That's where people can go.
That is the website.
The podcast is back, which is great.
Podcast is back, so, you know, you can get on Stitcher. We've got an RSS feed. The Facebook page, well, we've actually got a group. It's called the OTAL Club. So if you look that up, you can join the group.
OTAL.
Anytime that I've got a new podcast up, I will be posting the link to the OTAL Club.
Cool. All right, Johnson, let's get back into the list of things, and then we'll go to your calls here coming up in the second hour.
So this one, again, we just recap, is I like a girl with meat in her bones or you look healthy.
This is number two on the list of 11 things to not say to a woman. Yep.
Guys, if we have to tell you this, there's a lot you need to catch up on. Do not ever mention a woman's weight, especially if you're trying to pay her a compliment. Even in long-term relationships, the do you think I'm fat, how do I look conversation needs to be treated with extreme caution. It is dating suicide to bring it up. Even if your intention is sincere, what we will hear is, you'd look better if you lost a few pounds, but you'll do. Also, of note...
Well, it could very well be that the person saying that is one of the guys who likes the big girls. I mean, there are so-called chubby chasers.
Well, women won't see it that way.
Or maybe this is another example of negging.
Yeah, that's also possible.
Which I've heard only works on, like, really hot girls for whatever reason.
They say this also of note, this girl knows how to eat is another one. Even if we look like Kate Moss and could stand to gain a few pounds, chances are a comment like this will tap into any lingering latent insecurity that we've ever had.
What guy is even saying this?
I'm imagining some guy saying it to a waiter, like ordering for the woman some large amount of food and then saying, I don't know where else
you have to be
that.
Some kind of dumb. I mean, I want to know what guy is this girl's dating. Maybe the problem's her.
Yeah. So here's the number one on the list.
All right.
That was one of your best ideas. What you're really saying is that everything else we've said in your company is pure garbage, and you're secretly moaning about how useless we are to anyone who will listen. Of course, if this exclamation is in response to our inventing the Domicopter or Amazon drone drops, ignore all of the above.
Interesting list.
So there it is. Yeah, that's the... the top 11 things that you should not be saying to your girlfriend.
From Ask Men UK.
That's right.
Our toll-free number tonight, should you wish to comment, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sarah in New Mexico, what's one of the worst things that you've ever been told when you were on a date? I know you don't really date. You're kind of like celibate now, right?
Yeah, I don't date. I don't have time for that nonsense because...
You're too busy calling talk radio, huh?
Well, you know what? That is my passion. You know,
calling talk radio? What other shows do you call?
I feel sorry for you, Sarah.
I want to know what other shows she calls, because she's obviously got sort of a routine.
She needs to call Loveline, apparently.
Hold that thought. Are they still around? I thought they ended that show.
I don't know.
We'll bring Sarah back here in hour number two, and you can, of course, take control at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt.
With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.